Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. You have no idea what the last hour has been for me. I don't know. Started to record and then all of a sudden it went all wonky on me. I had to download drivers and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know. Tomorrow, there are going to be three episodes, I think. I'm going to do a joint episode in the morning with Betches to do a little gossip. And then one of the listeners is going to hop on and do 20 minutes of their own questions of me, and then I'm going to have a later one with a bunch of your questions. And also, I'm setting up some celebrity stuff for this week, just 15-minute kind of things, just to really give you a lot of content. And I'm just trying to work out schedules now with some of the people. But so far, I've got Shooter Jennings, who's going to come on, and Valerie Bertinelli, and I'm working on Morgan Fairchild to ask a couple of friends questions and just kind of what they're doing during the quarantine self-isolation. And just, like I said, 15-minute episodes on those. But trying to set up as many as I can and have some other things that I've reached out to some other people. So hopefully we'll do those. Anyway, let's do reveals. Goodness, I can't tell you. It was crazy. This is the 15th through the 21st. And I'm so glad that I'm able to record for you now. I mean, I even went and tried my old school one and it didn't work and just it was a pain. Let's see. This A-minus list actor / director who all of you know tried really hard to land the directing gig for this long, long-awaited sequel to a haunted holiday favorite. An executive from the studio in an accidental reply all email said there was no way a woman was getting the gig. And I'm talking about Elizabeth Banks in Hocus Pocus 2, and she had really, really tried hard. And I think she would have been perfect for it. She's always said it's one of her favorite movies, she's watched it a million times, and I think that that's kind of what the story needs. I think everybody's kind of looking forward to Hocus Pocus 2. You know, just... And I wonder if it's going to be as campy as the original, or if they're going to really try and CGI it or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see, but... She's, you know, to be so, she's a great director. And I don't know if it was because of the Charlie's Angels thing, but I mean, she's pitch perfect. She does great with those, and she's a great actress, and I don't know, she deserves better. Number two is actually A Kindness from March 15th. And simple, but sweet. This illiterate B+ list comic actress, not named Melissa McCarthy, who is going through a rough split right now, saw an Uber stalled on the side of the road with the driver and passenger. The driver elected to stay with the car, but her actress delivered the passenger to their destination. And I'm talking about Niecy Nash, who is a wonderful human being. Number three on the 15th. And all of these are super popular. I can tell that more and more people are staying at home. This back-in-the-day A-minus list teen singer, who was not really on the list as an adult except by infamy, tried to shoot some porn with a woman, but he could not stand to attention. And I'm talking about Aaron Carter. I mean, do you want to have sex with him at this point? Has anybody looked at his OnlyFans? I have not. But if somebody has, please tell me about it in the comments. And also, speaking of comments, a bunch of you messaged me, and I messaged some people in response and haven't got anything back, so check your emails. Number four on the 15th. As I said, well over a year ago, no one will want to go see this former A-plus list singer in concert using trickery. It's going to be a financial disaster, but the people running the show are super greedy. And I'm talking about the Whitney Houston hologram tour, and you know, when you have Pat Houston in charge of all this kind of stuff, she will use whatever she can to make whatever bucks she can. And if people are willing to go spend $40 or $50 to see a hologram on stage, you know, what is the point? It just, you know, it's just a ridiculous money grab. That's all it is. Let's see. And I really, really hope that the ticket sales are abysmal and that they don't do it. Number five on the 15th. This celebrity... offspring, who's probably B- / C+ on her own, is the offspring of a permanent A-lister from an A-list group. The offspring has expensive tastes, and her new boyfriend, who used to be pretty high on the list, has expensive tastes too. His problem is he has no money and wants to live off the offspring. And I'm talking about Angela Simmons and Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow, a.k.a. Lil Bow Wow. And, you know, do not get with Shad Moss. It is just going to turn into a wreck. There is no relationship that has turned out well for him in the past several years. So, a little advice from me. Dear Angela, break up with him. Love and bacon and tea. The 16th, number one. Let's see. I'm surprised how popular that last one was. I mean, who knew that Lil Bow Wow and Angela Simmons would be so popular? The former A-list teen actor really needs to find a new PR move. When you're supposedly fearing for your life and wanting the world to pray for you, while also promoting your new movie in the same sentence, it's an obvious setup. And I'm talking about Corey Feldman, and, you know, at this point, I'm kind of done talking about him unless he starts asking people for more money or anything like that. You guys have heard me rant, you've heard me rave, and, you know, it's always important to call out the molesters, but there was nothing new. Nothing new. He's laughing as he buys another house. And figuring out what other names he can't name in another movie or something. Number two on the 16th. The failed quarterback, who has a great nickname, was going to try and make a comeback, but there was no way he was going to pass any drug test. And I'm talking about Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. And I, you know, at this point, is it even worth really talking about him at this point? Does anybody even remember who he is, you know, and what he was? I mean, he was a good for a bit, especially in college, but, you know, the drugs and all that kind of stuff just kind of got to him, and that was more important to him than football, and he wasn't that great of a football player to where he could do that. Number three on the 16th. Has anyone told the foreign-born B-list singer who's pregnant that LSD counts as a drug when you're pregnant? And I'm talking about Grimes. And, you know, I think it's, you know, LSD was one of her favorites. And I'm just hoping that somebody has told her that LSD counts as a drug when you're pregnant. That's all I'm saying there. Because she has been acting pretty... I wrote that March 6th, and I think second or the third... You know, just people were telling me, okay, there's something off with her, and she's acting like she does when she's on LSD. So I just wanted to make sure that somebody had told her that. Let's see. The number four on the 16th. As I have been telling you for some time, this A/A-list singer/network reality host was done with her boyfriend cheating, and essentially the two split before discovering the life event. The singer confirmed a lot of that. And I'm talking about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, who, as it seems to be the case lately, were splitting. They were, you know, on and off on the outs, and then she finds out she's pregnant, and then she said, you know, we have a whole lot of issues to fix before we can get pregnant, before we can get married. And I think that those issues are, you know, and perhaps the baby will, you know, change things. It did not change things for Orlando and Miranda. Things only got worse. And that was almost the same kind of situation where they were kind of on the outs and then Miranda got pregnant and, you know, oh, let's see. Number five on the 16th. Which was super popular. Let's see why. Oh, haven't heard from her in a bit since last week. Considering what she normally has to do for $250, this illiterate former actress turned escort is onto something with her cameo thing. And I'm talking about Lindsay Lohan. And is she doing them? As I haven't gone on Cameo in a bit because, you know, most of them are on there at least for the last week or something. Is she actually doing them? Is she following through with them? I need to go look. I mean, do you think that when you see her on there, so then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, well, maybe the serious actress thing, the singer thing is just kind of going out the door if I'm willing to do, you know, cameos for $250 a pop. But like I said, considering what she normally has to do for $250, it's a pretty good move. The 17th I'm talking a little bit faster because I really want to get this out before all of you go to sleep. And it's supposed to be out a while ago, but then with the recording issues. This B-list actress slash singer, who used to be higher on the acting list, has always been part of that celebrity cult all of you know. She likes to claim she's never given them a dime. Not true. She claims she drifts in and out of it. Not true. And I'm talking about Juliette Lewis and Scientology, and she says she's never given them a dime. That's BS. And that she drifts in and out of it, not true at all either. I think that she's trying to distance herself from it to make her fan base grow or something like that, because there's nothing that shrinks a fan base than to say, hey, I'm in Scientology, which is why you see Elizabeth Moss downplaying and not mentioning it, anything like that. But then you see Kirstie Alley kind of embracing it, and notice how much work she's getting lately? Not so much. The 17th, number 2. Would the foreign-born, one-named, A-plus list singer slash rapper from north of the border hook up with the A-minus list reality star? Yes. I mean, he raw dogs strippers and hookers, so why wouldn't he do the same with the reality star? The thing is, she's a good 5 or 6 years older than who we'd want to see on a regular basis. And I'm talking about Drake and Kylie Jenner. So yes, of course he would have sex, but he's not going to be in a relationship with her. And then, of course, the tabloid said that. And I want to say that the tabloid said that Drake and Kylie were dating. I want to say Us Weekly, but forgive me if I'm wrong on that. And then 2 days later, oh, Kylie's back with Travis Scott. You know, the same magazine. And they just look like idiots when they do that. They really do just look like idiots. And then they think that nobody will notice, which they probably don't, honestly. Except for me. The former late-night actor turned A-list comic slash A-minus list actor. That's a lot of lists. Can say what he wants, but he split with the girlfriend because of his cheating. Same thing happened with his wife. Talking about Chris Rock. And, you know, and I think, did I have a... Well, I've had a lot of blinds about it. I've kind of, since I started doing the recaps again, you know, normally when that kind of situation where I would go back and look to see if I hadn't revealed some about him cheating on his girlfriend, but I think that I had already revealed them all. Because what I used to do would do like a reveal dump, but that would be really kind of boring to listen to 4 or 5 of those in a row on here. So I've been trying not to do that, but there's plenty of blinds in there about him cheating, and I'm sure most of them were revealed. So you can go back and see all the different people that he cheated with. Let's see. Number 4 on the 17th. Crazy popular. Is it? Could it be? Oh, nope. Not Meghan Markle. Okay. Pretty crappy of the A++ lister to throw out a version of events and not let the woman he threw under the bus for a lifetime not even get a chance to speak or challenge the crap narrative that the A++ lister has decided is his truth. And I'm talking about Bill Clinton on the Hulu documentary, talking about Monica Lewinsky and giving his explanation, but not letting her have hers. And I think that is just awful. And why even bring it up? Why have Monica Lewinsky just brought up yet again and again and again? And she didn't get to challenge his narrative or anything like that. He just got to say it and it was accepted as fact. You know? And I think that that's pretty telling of something. It's a very Justin Timberlake type of move. I mean, if you think about it, Justin Timberlake has been taking shots at Britney Spears for however many years? 2 decades? Essentially, just one after the other, every couple of years. Yeah, you know, it's about this time I got cheated on. It's about this. Yeah, it's always about Britney, 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 Britney. Just throwing her under the bus repeatedly, backing it up, going over her again, opening up the door when she stands up so the door knocks her back down on the ground. When she's back down on the ground, he puts the bus back into drive. So it's the same kind of thing. It's just never taking any accountability at all and just finding one thing and just going after it. And it's a completely different thing than Adele and her old relationship, because first of all, she doesn't really mention that guy by name. And if she wants to write hit album after hit album thinking about that pain, that's okay, because she doesn't actually talk about him. if she did and kept saying, well, yeah, yeah, it's this guy and this guy, then it would be different. But she doesn't. She stays quiet. Number five, on the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Still not drinking. Quarantined and not quarantined. Staying home, but still not drinking. The great thing about the pregnancy, oh, I had two of her. I'm trying to avoid this. The great thing about the pregnancy for the A/A- list singer is it will keep her off the coke. Katy Perry. That kind of one right there is just me taking a little jab and also saying, you know, it's the last one of the day with the blind or whatever number it was that day. And just boom. Just let's just remind everybody that Katy Perry loves her coke. Let's see. That was the 17th, number five. So we're on the 18th, number one. This former A-plus list mostly movie actor knows that everything he turns over in a case against his ex will be leaked to the public. Look for his people to leak the positive things for his case before his ex gets a chance to do the negative. And I'm talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and in parentheses I said, and he has continued to do that. And he has, and this is just, he gets some stuff out there, it files, court filing or whatever, and then just leaks it all. Amber's a horrible person. Then Amber's side does the same kind of thing. And as I've said to you guys, ad nauseum, they gotta stop. They are literally ruining each other's career. This is Shanna Mokler, Travis Barker type stuff, where they totally destroyed any kind of career she could possibly have because of all the trash talking they did about each other in the media. And the thing is, then your kids are going to read about it later on. Now, Johnny and Amber, of course, you know, Johnny's got an adult child, so that's not really an issue here. But this is no different. This is just a scorched earth. You know, you see it in family law all the time, which is why I hate family law. And, you know, people go at it for years and years and years and years and years. They'll go after, do it a decade, you know, and they will spend all of their money and everything on that. And this just looks bad. They're both bad in this, you know? And even if you think that one is more bad than the other, fine. But they're both just, they're killing their careers by doing this. Absolutely killing their careers. And Amber's wasn't that strong to begin with. And Johnny's kind of fading. I mean, how much longer was he going to play, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow? So, you know, he just had that thing accelerated. Number two, on the 18th. Apparently, the foreign-born, A-/B+ list mostly movie actor who starred in that kinky movie franchise is not above making a few bucks doing some promo for companies. He was like a race car driver while out and about with his child. All manner of goods were being displayed and even got paid from the website that wanted to be able to post the photo. And I'm talking about Jamie Dornan, who... promo photos to me are, I mean, I guess if you can get the work, and I think he must have decided, you know, hey, all right, I'm going to do these, but I want to do 8 or 9 of them at once. And all the products were facing outward, and it was just, you know, it's great if you do it one at a time, and you can always tell a promo one because it looks like a paparazzi photo and they're walking down the street. Remember, generally walking down the street, not a sidewalk. Because then you don't have any other people in the shot, and they'll just be randomly carrying a product with the label faced towards the photographer. You know, it's, and then the tabloids, of course, here's their deal, is then they will post the photos and say, you know, so-and-so walking down there and, or enjoying the product, and then they're getting paid for the product placement too. So it's just all just a big scam to make it look like some celebrity was caught out and about walking. And yeah, oh, is that a Lipton tea you're holding? Oh, and it's totally full and you're holding it out rather than a normal person would hold it. You know, it's that kind of thing. So, you know, kudos to Jamie for doing a bunch of them all at once. Let's see. Number three on the 18th. There is a spy who has been cheating on her political scene husband. I've told you about this for over a year. She finally found a flimsy excuse to tell everyone why she's leaving the husband. And I talked about this the other day too, right? In a question on Q&A about, you know, political stuff. And I don't really consider this one political. I just consider it hilarious. And Simona Mangiante and George Papadopoulos. And they are thirsty and they both wanted a reality show. And let's see. And I think, what was her flimsy excuse? I think something about his porn history or something like that. Oh, number four. And the crazy thing is it's probably just porn she just pulled up really quickly and then had a history on. Oh, this was, honestly, okay, this is one of my favorite ones in a while. And number four from the 18th. And honestly, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it because it went on much longer. So at lunch yesterday, a non-Japanese restaurant that used to serve lunch in bento boxes, okay, there's a permanent A-list singer. And the singer says, I don't see the bento box. And the waiter says, we don't have that any longer. And the singer says, can you show me where the bento box is? And the waiter says, well, we stopped that option some time ago. And the singer says, well, what's in the bento box again? And the waiter said, what would you like in it? And they brought her food in a bento box. And it's Britney Spears. And it's at, it went on much longer, much longer. But I was thinking, okay, how many times can I go down this? So it was at the Biltmore in, it's not really quite, so Montecito, it's not really all the way up to Santa Barbara, so in Montecito. And it's right on the water, and it's very beautiful, and the restaurant's inside and outside, but most people sit outside, and you can see the ocean. You're across the street from the ocean, a tiny street. And so they used to have bento boxes. It wasn't Japanese food. They would just serve the food in bento boxes. That was a thing. And Britney was just, it went on, it wasn't the waiter who told me this because I don't want to get the waiter in trouble. It was somebody that was seated at a table next to Britney's. And it went, essentially, and you know, what kind of vegetables can I get in the bento? And what's the selections of the meat for them? She mentioned bento 15 times, and they don't serve the bento boxes anymore. And apparently it was just, nobody, the person who was listening couldn't decide if Britney was just wearing this guy down to where they would bring the bento box, or she was really clueless and not understanding that they didn't have the bento box. But at some point the waiter said, what do you want in it? And just, I'll bring you the bento box with whatever food you want in there. Let's see. So that was number four. And that was just, it's so simple, but it's one of my favorites in a few weeks. Just the recounting of the story. This A/A- list, mostly television actress who recently ended a very long run in a huge network comedy, was not the actual casting decision maker, but everyone involved knew who the sister was and was not going against the boss. Okay. And I'm talking about Kaylee Cuoco and the flight attendant. And it's a show that she's on, and her sister was cast. And somebody even wrote the old Tori Spelling style mystery audition. Exactly. You know, Tori likes to say, oh, I auditioned for 90210 and I happened to get it. Yeah, because you're the world's greatest actress. They couldn't find somebody else to be a better actress than you. Please, 99% of, you could pick somebody off the street and they could have done a better job than Tori Spelling. I'm not saying that Kaylee's sister is not a good actress. What I am saying is that Kaylee is an executive producer on the show and the boss. And there is no way on this show, the flight attendant or whatever, that you have Kaylee's sister who comes in and everyone goes, well, that's Kaylee's sister. Are we going to tell her no? So, yes, Kaylee might not have actually said, oh, you know, you need to hire her. But come on. You know, it's ridiculous. And then she's, you know, I know maybe she wants to think that, tell her sister that her sister got in on her own. You know, I'm sure her sister is a fine enough actress to pull it off. But let's just be honest about the situation. Unlike Tori, who's kept the lie going for decades. Maybe Tori really thought she was the best actress for the role. Let's see. Let's do the 19th number one. Where are you? The ongoing legal case between this... this is more interesting, though. The ongoing legal case between this former couple has exposed that the A-minus list actress is abusive, Amber Heard. We already knew that. One thing that was only implied, rather than explicitly stated, is the actress was with certain men only for the fame or money they could bring her, and she fakes it with all men. Bring on the celebrity CEO and the disgraced actor. So even though it's another Amber Heard Johnny Depp one for, you know, this week, it also involves Elon Musk and James Franco. And Johnny Depp, in a court filing, said that Amber was only with Elon because Elon paid for her legal fees. What have I been telling you guys for the last year and a half? Even when she was going through the divorce and stuff, Elon was paying for it. She was with him, as Johnny said, only to get him to pay for it. So then we have to wonder with James Franco, what is he bringing to the table? Is it money? Is it drugs? Why was he there? But anyway, thanks Johnny Depp for confirming 20 blind items. I appreciate that. Let's see. Number two on the 19th. Let's see. So it's really nice to have that. And, you know, again, I could go back and, well, I've already revealed those. It was, you know, very not well known to me. Somebody told me a million times. She's back with Elon again? Yeah, because he just wrote her another check. Let's see. For legal fees. This foreign-born permanent A-list model says someone tried to kill her last week. I believe people want her dead, but she doesn't appear to be taking it seriously. And that's Naomi Campbell. And I believe that people have tried to kill her. One of the ex-oligarchs has tried to kill her. And one time seriously beat her where she had the broken foot and stuff. And yeah, she's got a lot of secrets. And she, you know, this is the kind of... Naomi at some point just decided, enough with the actors and, you know, and things like that, and directors, I want to go with big money guys. And then the big money guys, yes, but it also turned into, she started hanging out with a couple leaders of countries and being their mistress, whatever. And then that led to her being with arms dealers, huge arms dealers. So it does not surprise me at all that somebody wants her dead. Number three, and then all the Epstein stuff too. But I actually think that it's because of the arms dealers and those kind of things, and maybe she's selling secrets. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Let's see. Number three. Hold on. I got the wrong one. Number three on the 19th. I thought this B-list Oscar winner / nominee was supposed to be dating a designer and not hooking up with this foreign-born former B-plus list actress / reality star while they're out of the country. I'm talking about Adrian Brody, who's supposedly dating Georgina Chapman, but hooking up with Bai Ling while they're in Kazakhstan together. You know things are bad when you're filming movies in Kazakhstan. And I'm not bad-mouthing Bai because she makes a living and she hustles, but she spends a vast amount of her time in the Stan countries, whether it's, you know, Kazakhstan or Turkmenistan or all those kind of things, and making movies. She is always on the other side of the world. Number four on the 19th, that very recent Oscar nominated / winning director that has been in this space frequently as of late continues to cheat on his wife with a former employee. And I'm talking about Taika Waititi. And I put in parentheses, and a day or two after this blind, he suddenly announced he's been separated from his wife for a long time. Let's see what she says is the date of separation and compare. And I think that there is a later blind reveal from that week, because what happened was I wrote it on... This one was written the 12th and I revealed the 19th. But I think I wrote one on the 14th, 2 days later, where essentially, you know, it was all because of the blind that, oh, here's our statement and everything like that. And it just shows that publicists read the blind items. And if something is too inconvenient or they need their client to go do something, then here you go. Here's a story. Let's see. Number 5 on the 19th. Again, but she's hardly ever. Still awaiting the record promised months ago by this former actress turned escort, Lindsay Lohan, who promised us a record. Not there. Not happening. The funds run out. People go, okay, this is not very good, and you want me to put another $100,000 into that? I don't think so. Okay, the 20th, number 1. It has been well over a year, and no one can find the memory cards of a deceased illiterate A-list rapper. The rapper had a dozen or so from various phones over the years. Most are photos, but they're videos, including sax, and yes, including photos in a video from an A-list singer. And I'm talking about Mac Miller and Ariana Grande. And I think, like many of us, I have, memory cards from phones kicking around and stuff like that, especially when you needed to add more memory. And you don't really, have to do that anymore because now the phones have so much memory. But apparently he had a stash of them. A lot of photos, like I said. And when I say a stash, I'm talking about, there was 12 or so. Because he used to carry multiple phones. But, and the dry cough is just because I need something to drink and not Corona. I do wonder when I was so sick in February. Where I was just so deathly ill, and I do wonder at that point if I had it or not, because I don't. It's been a long time since I've been that sick. It was probably just the flu. We'll see. Well, we're not going to see, but I think it was probably just the flu. But I was so sick. Anyway, so he's got these memory cards, and on them are a couple sex videos, and then a bunch of photos, and at least one video from Ariana. But I'm not sure that it's a sex video. What I understand it to be from somebody who saw the video is her very scantily dressed, as in perhaps they had just finished having sex, and that she is topless in it. So let's see. Let's do the 20th, number 2. Apparently there is not anything restricting this former radio producer from giving up every secret of his permanent A-list boss. It would probably fill multiple books. And it's Brent Hatley, who was a producer on the Howard Stern Show, and apparently does not have a non-disclosure agreement, so secrets away. Let's see, number 3 on the 20th. I mean, that would be a very popular book. I'm sure that there would be a big check written before the book could be written or sold or whatever. The still teenage singer is A-list, at least for now. During an award show, she repeatedly acted as if it was the worst thing in the world to win. She acted like she was going to go home and never mention any of the wins again. Nope, she's doing the exact opposite. I'm talking about Billie Eilish and the Grammy Awards, who every single time she went up to accept an award, she was essentially saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I won. Everybody's going to hate me because they wanted so-and-so to win. And just it seemed as if, okay, I'm not going to talk about these ever again. And nope, all she does is talk about them now. So it was just all an act. Let's see, to make you like her and yeah. Okay, don't believe the hype. The A-plus list singer didn't hire any photographers to try and catch this Oscar-winning/nominated A-minus list mostly movie actress doing bad things or hanging out with a special someone of the actress. And I'm talking about Taylor Swift and Brie Larson. Okay, because there's this rumor going around that Taylor had hired photographers to try and catch Brie Larson doing something bad. It's ridiculous. She would just write a song about it. Oh, let's see. Number 5. I'm not saying there's not some animosity. I'm just saying, think about things. Is that something that Taylor has ever done? I mean, there's a lot of other people that she would want revenge on, and she hasn't done that. This B/B- list actress, all of you know, with A-plus list name recognition because of who she married, is spending five figures over the next 2 months on PR to land an acting gig or host. I see infomercials in her future. I'm talking about Katie Holmes, who was married to Tom Cruise, and it's getting to the point where she needs to do something, and it is probably, I don't see hosting really for her, so I see infomercials. I really do. And she's spending a bunch of money to have articles written about her, and she had some cover things. And I mean, because let's face it, if it was anybody else, would you really put her in a monthly magazine and give her eight pages or something like that? No. But, you know, if somebody's willing to pay for it, then yeah, sure. You know, we'll put her in there. And I mean, she's going to get some interest. And, but yeah, I see infomercials in her future. And it's not a bad gig, but acting, not so much. Okay, the 21st, the last day of the reveals for this week. This A-plus list rapper slash singer with a love of face tattoos was given the option of canceling a concert. Faced with the loss of a massive guarantee, he said, F that, and got 20,000 people all pressed against each other for several hours. And I'm talking about Post Malone and his concert in Denver, and he could have postponed it. Everybody was doing it. Instead, he said, nope, not going to do it because I don't want to give back the money. And he took a lot of crap for it, and I don't think he cares. Let's see. Number two. This back in the day, A/A-list mostly movie actress, who burst back on the scene a couple years ago, is rewriting the past as a favor. She used to always complain about the behavior of this A-list mostly movie actor while they were dating. And I'm talking about Winona Ryder and Johnny Depp, who said that, you know, Johnny never abused her or anything like that. She had a different story back then, and not saying that he hit her or anything like that, but, you know, he had a very explosive temper back then, especially, I mean, he was trashing hotel rooms, and it was a much more on-edge kind of thing, and I know that there were several times where she was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore, because it kind of gets scary sometimes. Again, so she's kind of rewriting history a little bit and just cherry-picking, kind of. Number three on the 21st. This back in the day, a literatine actress from an iconic television show who has never been able to be thought of as anyone else, says the recent reunion has not changed anything with her longtime co-star slash nemesis. They still hate each other, which is why they rarely shoot any scene together. And I'm talking about Maureen McCormick, who played Marcia, and Eve Plum, who played Jan on the Brady Bunch. And during this HGTV thing, a very Brady renovation, they did not want to film any scenes together. They filmed the group scenes together, but there was no one-on-one. Not at all. And they dislike each other very much. Maybe hate is too strong of a word, but maybe not. They really don't like each other. And you would think that after so many years, maybe they would. But here's the thing. And I don't know if I've talked about on the podcast with you or not. So Maureen McCormick, before this whole Brady renovation thing, where the rules were kind of changed a little bit, whenever she would do anything Brady Bunch related, she always made sure that she got paid the most. And she also liked the other people, whoever it was, whatever she was doing, to exclude any of the other Bradys that they could. So that way she would even get more money and she'd get more focus on herself. And, you know, it's kind of rubbed the other cast members the wrong way. But they all have to kiss her butt, so that way she allows them to be on whatever specials. Now, HGTV said, we're getting all six. You know, that's just all there is to it. And everybody got paid the same. Let's see. I should emphasize, this is number four, I should emphasize that she did not say this directly to the person, but the former illiterate actress turned celebrity said to someone to tell this royal higher on the hierarchy to F off. Apparently, the one higher on the hierarchy was upset at something that the former actress had done and promised not to do, but did anyway. Now, I'm talking about Meghan Markle and Camilla Parker Bowles. And Camilla had this big, big thing that she was going to announce. And then, of course, Meghan had to upstage her. Camilla was upset. And Meghan said, not to Camilla, but just tell her to F off. I'm just going to do what I want. And everybody was really ticked, especially, you know, this is your last week of having to do this, you know, just go along. And instead, nope, I'm going to still make it all about me. And this had been a very carefully planned kind of thing, and everybody else was on board, and she just said, nope. Number five. Last one for the week. When you see the fake tan, up close and personal, on this newly single Bachelor contestant, it is next level. I have never seen anything like it. Okay, well, I have, but not usually from someone so young. And I'm talking about Madison Pruitt. And I think that was my last day where I wasn't, you know, kind of trying to, I wasn't going out or anything. That was just, and I really wasn't even out for that. But I saw her up close and personal. And I have seen George Hamilton up close and personal. The level of fake tan is just immense. You rarely ever see that. It just, oh my gosh, has anybody told you? And it was just, it was really, really bad. Anyway, that is it for the reveals for this week. And I appreciate you guys waiting an extra day for it. And like I said, tomorrow you get three episodes. So, anyway, I hope you guys have a great night, and I will see you tomorrow. There's going to be, I'm doing the Betches thing pretty early, so you'll probably get a morning one, a mid-afternoon one, and then an evening one. At least that is the plan. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.